Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hello there. How are you
Hello.
today?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Is it okay if I can interview you for my podcast?
Yeah, no problem. I mean, I'm probably not the
Okay.
best guest to interview, but
Oh, no, that's
I'll
all
go for it.
right. So all I'm going to do is just ask you a few questions,
Okay.
and it's okay if you don't want to answer them because
All
they
right.
are quite deep.
Okay, come on.
I'll just start off with an easy one. What do you think of meditation, and would you say it is effective?
I definitely think meditation is effective because, well, for one, like because of personal experience, but I guess secondly, because I just know a lot of people who have benefited from it, and I sort of relate it to mindfulness and just being able to be at ease with your own thoughts. I think it's definitely beneficial to just, take a moment to yourself and not be so stressed out because honestly, I feel like
No, that's great.
everyone's always stressed out all the time.
Yeah, meditation can be a good thing to just, if you're ever stressed, just relax.
Yeah,
Well, do you
yeah.
say if, like, for my type of meditation, I just put on my favorite tracks and just close my eyes, and that works. What do you do for like
I think that's a good way to
meditation and
meditate.
stuff?
Yeah, I guess what I do is I just try to take deep breaths. Honestly, that's sort of my
That's
type of
great.
meditation, and just being able to remove any distractions for me, like whether that be my computer or my phone. Or, even just, just being able to sit with myself and not have to think about anything else. I consider that to be like my meditative state. But I know other people do
Have
what
different
you do, like
ways.
music and,
Yeah, just on my
they have a
music
more, yeah, it's like more
themed,
ritualistic. But I like for me, it's just being able to sit with myself and be able to clear my mind. And yeah, nothing too fancy. Like I
okay.
don't have any like pillows or blankets or any like scents that I use, like I or
Nah.
stones.
Oh,
I
God,
know
no.
a lot of other people do a
Yeah,
lot of
stuff like
extra
that.
stuff. Yeah.
But that's them. But oh, music is always the best one to relax. Because stones, like, someone hands them to me, I'm just there, like, what do I do with this? You just handed me rocks. What am I supposed to do? Rub them on my
Or
head, on
crystals.
arm? I don't know.
I think that actually
Like,
is what you're
oh,
supposed to do.
just. Oh, wait.
Just put like a crystal on a chakra or whatever. I don't know. They're just like a
Oh.
bunch of, yeah. I'm
I
not
find them
really into
pretty, but I
that,
wouldn't
but
use them for meditation.
huh?
Actually, stretches are a good one as well.
Oh
Like,
yeah, stretching is
stretching.
good. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I do that. If I consider that meditating, though, it's more like, yeah, it's relaxing, but.
I very rarely do stretching anyway, but my main one is just music. Plus, I listen to
That's
music every
cool.
single day. Don't think there's
Yeah,
one day
yeah.
where I haven't listened to music.
So, what kind of music do you listen to while you're, I guess, meditating?
It depends on what mood I'm in. If I'm like stressed, I kind of go for like more loud music. Like, there's this one song called 2K Freestyle, and in one of the songs, this person just screams into the mic,
Whoa.
and it's not like literally like that, but he raps, but it's in like a bass boosted kind of thing. And I know it may seem strange, but when I'm listening to it, it's like he's screaming out my anger. It looked like he's absorbing it and just screaming it out, and it's like, it's a weird song, but I'm relaxed now.
Whoa.
But sometimes I
So
do listen to Cave Time. That's a good
wait,
one.
what is it?
Cave Time. It's kind of like
Cave.
this indie type thing. It's really good.
Hmm.
or soundtrack stuff.
I've never heard of it.
What do you listen to? Oh, sorry.
K-Town. Is he like? Is it a band or?
I think it's a band or a single person. Yeah, I think no. I think it's just a single person thing.
Oh wow! I've actually never heard of him.
He's really good.
I'll have to listen.
What type of music do you listen to when like meditating?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I really can't listen to like any music if I simply want to meditate, because I just end up getting lost in the music. Yeah. Yeah, it's like the same thing with reading. I can't really listen to anything or have any other outside distractions, or else I'll just start thinking about that and I won't be able to concentrate. I have like little focus. So I try to limit that as much as possible. I mean, I wish I could listen to music while I meditated. I mean, unless it's just like some very slow instrumental, then maybe I can do it. But yeah, I really can't listen to anything with lyrics or anything interesting.
To be honest, I need music for everything. I got caught in class one time I sneakily had my earbud in one ear while listening to like soundtrack type music. I got told to take it out. So what I done is I got another earbud, took that one out, put it in, and I moved the other earbud into my next ear, but I still got caught. But it's annoying because now if you get caught with stuff, you get taking it off for like the whole day. And it's like, but I need music. Music helps me focus. But
oh my gosh.
If I say it, everyone else says it, which is really annoying. It kind of ruins it.
That's pretty tough. Yeah, if you need music to focus, I mean, I wish it wasn't so strict. But
you need actual proof that music helps you focus. But it's like, how do I show that? I guess it depends on my work.
Yeah, that's so weird because it has been proven that certain music does help people relax or, you know, just focus. There are plenty of studies out there about it, but I don't know the policy wise, like we're just so behind when it comes to just like these dogmatic rules. I don't know. It's just, it's frustrating, but I don't know. I feel bad saying it is what it is, but I really don't know what else to do about it. It's like, people just get off on having authority and being in control and being unfun, I guess. They just want to be, I don't know. I just, I have issues with that, but what can you do besides, I guess try to convince them. Convince whoever took your earbuds away.
Well, luckily they didn't. I just got, I think, either a warning or just got told to take it out again, or it would get taken away. But I think that was before the rules, actually, so thank God for that. And the teacher don't really like me anyway, so
I don't know. Teachers are weird.
Some teachers are fine, great. But
but
then there's some who are just
It just doesn't seem like they should be teachers. I mean? It's like they hate kids or something.
One teacher that I had shouldn't be a teacher at all.
Mm-hmm.
He yelled at there's so many words for it. My mind gets lost 90% of the time. But I think it was a special ed student.
He
yelled at him because he wasn't focusing or wasn't doing the work quick enough. And it's like sometimes people need time to process words without having to go, all right, you got 30 seconds to copy this down. And somebody, one time in class, the teacher said, you got 30 seconds to copy this down. And one of the students in the back said, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. And the teacher said, all right, so we're moving on now. And everyone laughed because it was literally like, you only gave us a couple of seconds to do the work. That's not good. But I think he's a bit salty because he didn't get the position he wanted, so
What position did he want?
Oh God, I forgot the name of it.
That's fine.
But yeah.
Oh, yeah,
My
I don't know.
memory is shockingly bad.
That's pretty shitty. Trying to think of bad teachers that I've had. I mean, I just feel like there's some teachers who are just very, I don't
Sad.
know, they have very short tempers. Yeah,
Yeah.
like sort of going back to what
Is it
you were talking about.
always the ones with the bad breath, though?
What? I don't know. I haven't gotten I haven't gotten close enough to any teacher to notice their bad breath, but
Oh God, my teacher clearly ain't following the rules. Has breath. Ah, sounds like stale coffee in porridge. It's
yuck.
you get so close to your face to try and yell at you.
Jeez.
Yeah, but luckily I'm out of his class now, so woohoo. I didn't get removed or anything just because it was a different year.
Yeah. Well,
I think everyone is thankful for that.
yeah. So, I don't know. What are you up to? What time is it over there?
It is 10:54 p.m.
Oh, shoot. Oh, so
Yeah.
you guys are 5 hours ahead. I'm guessing you're in the UK, just
Yeah.
based on your accent. Yeah, I'm on the East Coast in the US, so
Oh.
yeah, 5 hours. Pretty
What
cool.
part of the US?
Virginia, but right by Washington,
Oh,
D.C.
that's cool. I just watched a film about someone in Virginia. Have you heard of a film called John Carter?
Oh, John Carter. Yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
that's good.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
Is it a
so
nice place?
yeah, it is really nice actually.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's nice for the most part. Yeah, I live in Northern Virginia, so it we like to distinguish ourselves from the rest of Virginia because like sometimes the rest of Virginia can be like considered a bit more southern. But yeah, we're closer to DC and we're very metropolitan. There's just a lot of things going on here, a lot of like I don't know, like a lot of tech companies are here where I live, and I don't know, it's pretty cool.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a cool area. I mean, but I guess the one thing I don't like about the area that I'm in is that everyone seems to be very like they have a very, I don't know if you know what a type A personality is, but they're
I've heard of it.
basically, yeah, like they're basically like really competitive and they want to like work all the time and they're very eager to get to where they want to go. And
So like Monica from Friends almost. If you've watched Friends.
I guess so. But yeah, it's like everyone is just like even the drivers are pretty bad.
Oh.
They're always, yeah, they're very aggressive. So
Oh gosh.
yeah, there's always a lot of traffic. So I mean, I guess it makes sense to some extent. You know, I don't really like traffic either, but I don't know, I don't pull really
More chill
dangerous
person.
shit. Yeah. Yeah, I'm more chill. But yeah, I guess that's the only disadvantage to living here, I'd say. But yeah. Also, yeah, there's not a lot of things to do if you're like a teenager, I think. A lot of things to do here are geared towards young adults and like people who have like solid careers. So you really can't do much unless, yeah, unless you have like reliable transportation, like your own car and that sort of stuff. Money. And yeah, that's where I live.
And
How about
that's
you? How do
where
you
I live.
like?
England's just England. I live in Bristol,
Oh, cool.
that part of
I've
England.
actually never been to England at all, so.
It's a nice place, but there's just, I don't know if it's just the Bristol area, but there's too many snooty people that just think that they're better than everyone.
Oh, yeah.
And don't forget the knife crime and the chavs. You know what a chav is?
What is a chav?
Just little kids who think they're tough and like they're better than everyone, almost like snooty people, but more of the low budget version.
Huh.
And they always wear like the really cheap, expensive clothes.
Oh, that like flashy, yeah, huh.
They always wear puffer jackets in summer, and barely any clothes in the winter. It's confusing, especially with the puffer jackets in summer. Why would you wear that? Like I'm here in a
It
t-shirt, like sweating out.
cold? Yeah, I don't get it. That's strange. I mean, I can understand wearing like a light jacket. I don't know, 'cause I get really cold easily, but like a puffer jacket, like a full-on winter coat, that's weird. Huh. So you think that everyone just thinks that they're like everyone just seems to be flaunting, I guess,
Yeah.
whatever they have.
Oh no, was it today? I was out with my mum on a walk, and we saw one of my friend's friend, and we thought she was quite nice. But then I went to say hello to her, I said hello, and she looked at me and just looked off into the distance somewhere else without saying hello back. And it's like, oh, okay, then play it like that. Okay, bye bye.
How close were you guys here? How far away was she?
Oh, me and my mum, or me and my friend's friend?
Oh, your mom. Was it your mom's friend or what?
No, it's my friend's friend.
Oh, I got it. Okay. I don't know. So I don't. Okay, this is weird, but I don't. This might be different from your friend's friend, but for me, when someone like looks at me or acknowledges me, I probably can't tell if they're a certain distance away just because I don't wear my contacts. So that's like probably, I don't know. I never really notice anyone really from a certain distance unless they're super, unless they're like about like 6 feet away from me. But yeah, if she just like failed to acknowledge you, even though it was pretty clear that you were trying to get her attention, that's really messed up. That sucks.
I'm sorry to cut it short, but it was good. Thank you for taking the time out. Enjoyed interviewing you. That was actually quite fun, and I learned something today.
Yeah, I enjoyed talking to you too. Hope you have a good rest of the evening where you are.
Thank you.
All right. Well, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.